إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, today we have been talking about the meaning of taking from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last 3 days I shared with you my understanding of what is in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the last and final of these, where I want to tell you and give you the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About this key, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the Quran in the middle of the ayat relating to Ramadan. And it is very appropriate that this should be mentioned in that place, because the key to holding the key, too many keys in that sentence, the secret to holding the key is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has taqwa is given the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who does not have taqwa is not given the key. And therefore I say that it is very appropriate that this ayat, which I will recite for you just now, is in the middle of the ayat related to Ramadan, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah said, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you become muttaqun. Ramadan, which is around the corner as far as we are concerned right now, comes for the sake of making us muttaqun, for making us people of taqwa. This is the purpose of Ramadan. And in the middle of that, of the ayat relating to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the key to His treasures, where He said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, when my slave asks you about me, this is related to and addressed to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is saying, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, when my slave asks about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, verily I am close to him. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ, let him ask me whatever he wants and I will give him. Now, this is the wa'ada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ, let him ask whatever he wants and I will give him. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي, and let him obey me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and let him have iman on me, faith on me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that he may be rightly guided. لَعَلَّ is translation would be perhaps, but in the ulum of the Quran we say that every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said perhaps, in the Quran it is taken at the level of yaqeen. There is no doubt in that perhaps. That's a way of speaking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who has iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is among the rightly guided. And these are the people who have been told and promised, ask me what you want, I will give you. This is the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the power of dua. Ask me and I will give you is dua. So the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the dua that the believer makes. And as I said, that dua condition is taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts anybody's dua as he wishes. I am not putting conditions on the acceptance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts anybody's dua as he wishes. He may or may not accept. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely accepts tawbah of everyone. A person who has been a mushrik, who has been a disbeliever all his life, he makes tawbah, Allah accepts it and wipes out his sins and converts them into good deeds and enters into Islam. So there is no boundary on this dua. But we are talking about the dua of the muttaqun, the dua of the people who we said are the warasatul anbiya, the people who have taken from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have taken from the ulum of Nubuwat. These, I am talking about that. We are talking about a very high level of dua. And we are saying here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the dua of the muttaqi is a dua which Allah does not reject. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Allah gives in His own way, Allah gives in His own time, but Allah will give. And this is the power of dua. And that's why this ayat, which in my opinion is the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how do we develop this dua? Because dua, as I said, one condition, boundary condition is that we must develop taqwa. It is the dua of the muttaqeen which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, irrespective of anything, we must continue to make dua. But we also try to improve ourselves. So in that sense, we say dua of the muttaqoon is accepted. So therefore, how must I make myself muttaqi? Very simple. Avoid the doubtful. As simple as that. Avoid the doubtful. What is halal is halal. What is haram. Both are clear. Between the two are the doubtful matters. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-halal ubayyin wa haram ubayyin wa bayinuhuma mujtabihat. He said the halal is clear and the haram is clear, and between the two are the mujtabihat, are the doubtful matters. He said, leave the doubtful for that which is not doubtful. Right? So, avoid anything which is doubtful. Haram, obviously you will avoid. If you are not avoiding haram, then there is a very serious matter. Somebody who deliberately does haram has entered kufr. As simple as that. And somebody who does haram, not deliberately as in deliberately disobeying, but because of, you know, lack of concern and various things like this. I am not sitting here describing or prescribing punishments, but I am saying that obviously that's any self-respecting Muslim should not even be in that space. So there is no point in talking anything more about that. So we are talking about people who are alhamdulillah muttaqeen, who are Muslims, who are practicing Muslims, who pray and so on and so forth. For such people, doubtful matters are the things to be completely and totally avoided. Right? Now, when we look at haram, we always tend to think of things like drinking alcohol or zina or murder or something. But believe me, telling lies is haram. Telling lies is as haram as murder. Right? In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al fitnatu ashaddu min al qatl. Allah said, the fitna that you create sometimes with backbiting, sometimes with other kinds of political games that we play, which we are so fond of. We're constantly playing politics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is worse than qatl. Because you are playing with somebody else's reputation, right? And in some cases, and many cases, we talk behind people's backs. People don't know, you say things. Not only are you giving away your good deeds to that person and destroying yourself in the process, but you are creating unnecessary fitan. Allah said this is worse than qatl. So it is to be remembered that it's not only a question of saying, no, but I am not committing zina, I am not drinking alcohol. Maybe you are doing worse than that. Right? Maybe it is better for you to stop doing riba and go get a drink or something, make tawbah after that. But if this riba you are doing carries on and on and on, it's a never-ending thing. So, let us be very clear about that and examine our own lives and say, what is it that I am doing, which is haram, right? Leaving salah is haram, for example. There is no doubt about that. Leaving salah is kufr. So, therefore, keeping that in mind. But at the same time, I am saying here that leaving things which are doubtful, anything in which there is a doubt. So, first thing for acceptance of dua is taqwa, and the definition of taqwa is leave that which is doubtful. Number two, not in terms of priority, but I'm just listing it, is to earn and eat halal. Absolutely, become totally rigid, become totally, non-flexible about this. You will not eat anything which is doubtful, and you will not earn anything which is doubtful. Earn and eat halal. Because if you do not earn and eat halal, your dua is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's as simple as that. Rasulullah said, Allah does not accept the dua of somebody who is earning and eating halal. Earning and eating haram. A man came, Nabi was sitting in the masjid, a man came and he prayed and then he made dua, Ya Allah, this, Ya Allah, that, Ya Allah, give me this, give me that. Rasulullah looked at him and he said to the sahaba, he said, this man, his food is haram, his clothing is haram, his occupation is haram, and then he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will Allah give him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the man, what he was doing. So therefore, eating and earning halal is absolutely critical to the acceptance of dua. Without that, dua is not accepted. Right? So, taqwa and eating and earning halal. Then, also respecting the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all respects. In our muamilat, especially because that is where we tend to go wrong most of the time. So, respecting the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sure we do not go beyond those boundaries. And last thing is, then making effort with the dua, meaning that wake up in the night, make dua in tahajjud. There are many times of acceptance of dua. I don't want to go into the details here. There are several lectures of mine on dua and tawakkul. You can listen to them. But here I would say that the number one time for acceptance of dua is tahajjud. So don't miss that. Don't let tahajjud pass. And obviously the big benefit of tahajjud is that if you pray tahajjud, then obviously Salatul Fajr also you will pray. So one, you do one thing and gives you both that. The dua itself and this. So this is the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us from His treasures that which we ask, and to give us that after that from His own generosity and fadl. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all that displeases Him, and to give us all that pleases Him, and to protect us from our enemies. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us in a state of obedience when we meet Him, and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.